USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden hosted German Chancellor Angela Merkel at the White House. He talked about the likely agenda for the joint futures forum that's being set up.
We need to make sure that the rules of the road governing the use of emerging technologies advance freedom, not authoritarianism and repression. And we need to promote a sustainable and inclusive economic recovery that enhances the prosperity and opportunity for all.
Merkel mentioned through an interpreter the heavy flooding that's killed at least 60 people in her country and in Belgium.
My heart goes out to all of those who in this catastrophes lost their loved ones or who are still worrying about the fate of people still missing.
Dozens of people are still missing after heavy rains in Western Europe caused heavy flooding. There's also flooding in Luxembourg, the Netherlands, and northern France. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Nearly 40 million American families with about 65 million children are now receiving the first payments from the new expanded child tax credits that were created by President Biden's American Rescue Plan. USA Radio's Lance Pry has more.
Important changes to the child tax credit will help many families get advance payments of the credit starting Thursday. The IRS will pay half the total credit amount in advance with monthly payments. You will claim the other half when you file your 2021 income tax return. To qualify, you must have a 2019 or 2020 tax return and claim the child tax credit on the return. See IRS.gov for complete rules. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A Maryland jury has ruled that a man who killed five people in the Capital Gazette newsroom in 2018 is sane and therefore criminally responsible for the mass shooting. Gerald Ramos, 41, faces five life sentences without the possibility of parole. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The former ambassador to the UN is speaking out about the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan. USA's Lance Pry reports.
Former South Carolina governor and United Nations ambassador Nikki Haley on Fox News says America's withdrawal from Afghanistan was done poorly.
One issue is the withdrawal. The other issue is how it was done. The idea that the base left in the, you know, in the dark of night and just suddenly disappeared was a terrible sign for our enemies and for our allies. And, you know, what we want is we don't want thousands of people on the ground in Afghanistan, but we need a presence, an intelligence presence. You know, in Syria, we had a presence, not a lot of people, but Russia and Iran didn't mess with us. They let us know what was going on all the time because they knew we were watching. You have now taken every ounce of our eyes and ears off what's happening. Taliban's taken over 85%. And what that now means is we now have to be careful at home because we don't know what the terrorists are doing abroad.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A Maryland jury has ruled that a man who killed five people in the Capital Gazette newsroom in 2018 is sane and therefore criminally responsible for the mass shooting. Gerald Ramos, 41, faces five life sentences without the possibility of parole. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.